Let's get back to this initial question. We're going to change perspective a little bit here. I asked, when do enemies promote their enemies?
Well, real enemies never promote their enemies.
The answer is never. Never. Enemies don't promote enemies. They don't do it.
Right.
They've never done it throughout history, and they don't do it now, and they won't do it in the future.
The only time they do it is when they're not truly enemies.
Exactly. Now, the big buzz all weekend on the internet was this big rebroadcast, or this broadcast of the C-SPAN speech from Alex Jones's LA seminar.
I must have got that about six times in my email inbox.
Now, according to Alex Jones, people in this country, patriots are a critical mass. We have the New World Order on the run.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to topple them. We're ready to destroy them. We're ready to knock them off their perch. Now, ask yourself a question. And I know people are going to get mad at us for broaching this subject. We don't care. We don't apologize for asking questions. If you were being threatened to be knocked off your perch and lose all the massive power you had, would you promote the person that's in charge of doing this? A good example, and I told this to Lisa yesterday, is suppose you have two armies and two generals, okay? And the one general said he's going to destroy the other army. So the general on the other side says, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to invite this other general into our castle. And we're going to let him give a speech before all the people. And we're going to let him tell everybody how evil we are so that we can turn our own people against us. So this general and this army can come in and kill us, destroy us. They have us on the run and topple us from power. Does this ever happen? Does this sound like there's even the most remote chance that it could ever occur? No.
You know what it does sound like? Controlled opposition.
That's exactly what it is. So, are we to believe that the New World Order, who it's taken them centuries to attain this type of power that they have now,
they're just going to let Alex Jones into their turf, just like he was let into Bohemian Grove?
Yeah, they're going
to take them down.
They're
going to
let him come on mainstream television, because that's what C-SPAN is. It's part of this whole network. And they're going to let him give this information to try to topple them from power.
Right.
Now, if you go to the Wing TV homepage and read this article, it's called Enemies Don't Promote Enemies. You'll see a quote there from Franklin D. Roosevelt that says, if something happens in politics, it surely didn't happen by accident. You know that it happened and was planned that way. Things don't happen by accident.
The purpose of the Alex Jones symposium, according to Alex Jones, was to expose the 9/11 fraud, to share ideas, and to move forward.
Now remember, this seminar, or this symposium, occurred over a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's happened? Yeah, what's happened since then, really? Nothing's happened again, like always. And are we to believe the real enemy of the New World Order, Alex Jones, they're going to roll out the red carpet for him and just say, destroy us. No.
Yeah.
Alex Jones isn't a threat to them. As Lisa said, this is controlled opposition. And what it reminds us of is George Orwell's Animal Farm. You know how the animals took over the farm?
Uh-huh.
And then the pigs seized power?
And then you couldn't differentiate between the two.
At one point, the other animals go look into the farmhouse. And they see the pigs sitting on one side of the table and the humans on the other side of the table, and they couldn't tell
which was which.
The American Free Press, over and over and over again, has told us the media is the enemy.
And you know what? That has always been the consensus within the Patriot movement, 9/11 untruth movement, and within the alternative media. That was the whole reason for there to be an alternative media, because the mainstream media is the enemy.
Now, people are going to say, Lisa, well, Alex is out there spreading the word, and he's making more people aware. No, here's what's really happening, is that the people behind 9/11, this small cabal of Zionist global elite, realize that they botched 9/11 so badly that this information is everywhere, okay? It's out there. What they want to do now is all the newcomers to this movement, they want to make sure that they're corralled into the proper pen. And the proper pen is those people that never mention Israel's central key role in 9/11. So when Alex was up there and all the speakers, right on the podium, Infowars.com, everybody go here, that you'll be part of the Zionist protection racket, and no one. So this seminar, or this show, lasted 2 hours on C-SPAN. And Lisa, how many times was the word Israel mentioned?
Never. Not once.
Zero.
Zero. Mossad was mentioned once.
Twice, by Tarpley,
but he breezed right past it, like whoosh.
Yeah.
And didn't even, who had the means, the opportunity, the motive, the resources to pull off a 9/11. And he did say Mossad, okay? And then he breezed right past it. So he admits that the Mossad has all of those, the means, the motive, the opportunity, the resources, etc. Yet he didn't get into that at all.
Because
the whole thing about this symposium was Bush and Cheney.
Right.
Bush and Cheney, Cheney and Bush. Rumsfeld, Cheney, Bush, Bush, Cheney. That's all it was.
And the it stops there.
Government involvement.
Yeah.
Even Dylan Avery got up to speak for a couple of minutes. And he talked about false flag operations. And instead of... That would have been a great time to mention Israeli false flag ops.
Uh-huh.
Who does he mention? The United States and Nazi Germany.
Yeah, and that's it.
And now, not Israel.
Now, Tarpley, when he mentioned the Mossad, he then went on immediately and said there can only be one force that could do this, the United States government. So it all stops at the government. And as we said last week, why are so many people in this country willing to point the finger at our government's involvement, which they were, a small cabal was involved in this, but they absolutely refuse to point their finger at Israel's role. Why?
Because they're
afraid.
Why
is that?
Now, why are you so afraid to point your finger at Israel's involvement? Israel has well-established history of terrorist activities throughout history.
Who's the real threat to the New World Order? It's the people that aren't allowed on C-SPAN. How about someone like Michael Collins Piper, or Mark Glenn, or Mark Farrell, or Professor Kevin McDonald, or Allison Weir, or Lisa and myself?
Because
we finger Israel on nationwide television.
You know what we've been talking about, too, in the past, how the way it's going, the way the media spins Bush and the Republicans now, how it's sort of paving the way for the Democrats and Hillary in the upcoming election. Well, we saw kind of the same thing at this symposium, where you have some Libby Libs promoting this Democrat agenda.
Bash Bush, bash Cheney, bash Bush.
Republican haters.
Yeah.
At least two of them. And it was just constantly, we need to reconstitute our government. Well, how are they planning on reconstituting? By putting in some Dems. And then you got some blatant politicking going on by Bowman, one of the guys on the panel, Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman.
Yeah. And then we have Alex up there, and he asks, who benefits? Well, no nation in the world benefited more than Israel, but the word Israel wasn't mentioned once. We have Tarpley saying that it could only be the U.S. government. We had Jim Fetzer saying that the mainstream media is controlled by five corporations, but he doesn't say who are the people operating these main media venues.
They stopped just short of saying Israel. They stayed within the safe line.
And we have Alex talking about the FBI trailing these quote-unquote Fall Guy terrorists, the 19 Arab cave dwellers, but not a word about how Israel and the Mossad, through these art students, trailed them for 2+ years across different countries and different states.
I would like to
Bush
know
Cheney, Bush Cheney.
Who set up the C-SPAN coverage?
How does the enemy unroll the red carpet for Alex Jones? Alex Jones doesn't promote his enemies.
Mm-mm.
Alex Jones doesn't talk about his enemies. It even goes so far as he censors articles that he puts on his website with our names in it, and he deletes parts of his radio show archives with our names
in it. So as you point out in your article, we're more of an enemy to Alex Jones than the mainstream media is. Think about that for
a
second.
So Alex Jones won't mention his enemies, but we're to believe the all-powerful New World Order is going to promote their biggest threat, Alex Jones? Folks, this doesn't make sense.
It's a wonder the cameramen could stay still long enough, since they're all on the run from Alex Jones.
Yeah, everybody
didn't record them.
Everybody's on the run, so we gotta roll for today. But think about this: I haven't heard one person anywhere on the internet mention it.
Well, some people on the SOT forum are mentioning it. They've been thinking along these lines, too. Alex Jones is the Pied Piper of public paranoia and panic, and he's bringing it now to the mainstream. As he said in his symposium, he said 9/11 truth is mainstream. You bet it is, especially when you're on C-SPAN. Yeah. The question is, what is the message Alex is bringing? Is he bringing the whole truth, or is he bringing a limited hangout?
If you believe enemies promote their enemies, then go back to Santa Claus. Go back to the Easter Bunny, and go back to the Tooth Fairy, because reality doesn't work this way, especially when there's as much power and control and money involved. Enemies never, ever, ever promote their enemies.
I don't see anything to be excited about with that symposium.
We saw it, and
we watched the whole thing, and I'll tell you what, not that I was expecting Alex Jones to come out and tell all the truth, or for the rest of the people on that panel to do that either, but you always hold this little hope that they will, and of course they didn't. So one of the major perps involved in 9/11 gets a free skate on national television once again.
Like I say in my article, it's like watching a two-hour documentary about illegal bootlegging during Prohibition and not once mentioning the Mafia. How can that be? Alex Jones, at the end, even blames it on the military-industrial complex, just like the JFK assassination.
You know, with
Never Israel.
With Israel being so much the focus of the news on the mainstream for the last several weeks, you know, it's got to be on his mind. Like, it's not far from anyone's mind. For him to not mention it at all and how Israeli terror relates to 9/11 and their role in it is... It's not only remiss, it's totally irresponsible,
right.
It's unforgivable, it's unconscionable.
The whole world is now seeing what Israel is capable of. We saw what Israel is capable of with the USS Liberty. For them to not mention the word Israel once in 2 hours is beyond the pale.
And why don't you ask yourself why the prominent spokespeople in this movement, the grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement, why he would not want to discuss who did 9/11. Who else
did 9/11? Other than the globalists.
On national TV.
Yeah. Other than these shadowy terms, globalists, Illuminati, the New World Order, the military industrial complex. That's all they do.
The Cheney office, the Cheney doctrine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the perps? What about the other arm of evil? Guess he forgot, huh? Yeah. Is that it?
Enemies don't promote their enemies. Never forget that. We're going to be back on Wing TV tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll get this working with Viz's interview, broadcast our discussion of Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda. Until then, folks, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
And while we're talking about evil, take a good hard look at the evil in the photo gallery. See you then.